Hi, this is Dr. Nguyen. I want to evaluate what's happening in the space tourism sector for my students and for my followers. As you're aware, we just had the recent SpaceX mission where an all-civilian astronaut group went into space. They stayed there for 3 days in a low Earth orbit and they came back. This mission was a complete success, and it was interesting in the fact that it was comprised of people who are not professional astronauts but actual civilians. Who just got trained and who went into space, who conducted some interesting scientific, especially medical experiments, and came back to Earth safely and soundly without any problems. Now, for those who remember some of my writings and some of my previous podcasts and webcasts, I had said that 2021 is going to be an exciting year for aerospace. In fact, many people were surprised because they were saying, Dr. Nguyen, there's a corona pandemic happening all across the world. The economy is slowing down globally, so it doesn't seem feasible that aerospace sector can take off. But I had been saying since January, 2021 will be one of the most important years in aerospace that has happened. And we had so many exciting developments. We had the NASA's Perseverance Mars mission, which demonstrated unique abilities with the unique Martian helicopter, so to speak, to explore the planet along with the rover. We had the Chinese mission who went into space to the moon and were able to bring back lunar samples for the first time since 1970s. And this is a very important feat because we have not been able to receive any moon samples for almost 50 years. So we can also count the Martian missions by the Chinese Space Agency, by the UAE Space Agency. So on the space agency front, there were a lot of missions happening to Moon, to Mars. There was an ESA mission to the asteroids. So there was a lot of things happening on the government front, international front, space agency front. But more excitingly, there was a lot happening in the civilian space front as well. We started off July 2021 with Richard Branson and Virgin Galactic making its maiden run. And they were able to reach up to around 80 plus kilometers of altitude, demonstrate their capabilities with a horizontal takeoff in practically a space plane, and come back. Then we had, about 3 weeks later, we had the Blue Origin space flight, which had the world's youngest astronaut and the oldest astronaut, and along with Jeff Bezos, who is the owner of Amazon. So the Blue Origin made a space flight. It was a more conventional rocket launch type of a space flight. I think it reached around 107 kilometers of altitude, which is about the common line for 100 kilometers. So, I mean, technically and legally, you have to be above 100 kilometers of altitude to be considered to be in space. So interestingly, they were also able to pass this line. And then third, we just had this recent SpaceX flight, which had all civilian crew who had paid money to be up there. They also returned successfully. So we had these three major companies, Virgin Galactic, Blue Origin, and SpaceX, demonstrate their capability for sending civilians into space for the purpose of space tourism and for the purpose of commercial space flight. So with all these developments happening on the government front, space agency front, and civilian front, I do believe my words have been well proven that 2021 is an exciting year for the aerospace sector. I do believe that more developments will follow. I know for a fact, because of my various credentials, that many space agencies are planning extremely advanced missions to the Moon, Mars. We have the upcoming Indian-French mission to Venus. There's an upcoming mission to study the Sun. Again, by the Indians. Chinese are in the process of constructing their own big space station, which will become a competitor to ISS. And we have these civilian companies, which will also conduct more flights this year, space tourism flights. And I do believe from 2022 onwards, it will become pretty much a commonplace event for these space companies to be able to haul people up, as long as they have the money to pay for the ticket. And of course, similar to the boom of the aviation in 1930s, as more and more space companies start providing these civilian space tourism services. I do believe that the cost of one person being able to go up into space will become cheaper and cheaper. They're exciting a lot of new spaceports that are being developed currently all across the world. And besides that, there are also a lot of civilian companies that are not focusing on transporting civilians into space, but transporting a lot of low-cost CubeSats into space. Many, many micro CubeSat makers and micro CubeSat launchers are pulling their resources together to be able to conduct more missions into space. And finally, with the Artemis mission, Artemis project of NASA, which says that hopefully Americans will be able to return to the moon by 2024. Is collaborating with many space agencies across the world to create certain unity and collaboration so that this moon project can become something that unifies many nations together for the betterment of mankind. So yes, I do believe 2021 was an exciting year for the aerospace sector. I believe 2022 is going to be even more exciting. I predict that this decade, by the time we reach 2030, the space sector would have boomed in a very major way. And I believe, especially the generation that's coming after us, will be very, very lucky because they'll be actually the space generation who will grow up with the notion of going to space becoming a very common occurrence, just like flying from New York to Paris, or London to New York, or Tokyo to Paris, or Tokyo to London, etc. So this is an exciting time for all aerospace engineers, all everybody who is involved in the space sector, whatever they may be doing. So I wish everyone a good luck, and please keep watching my podcasts and my videocasts as I update you on what's happening across the space. Thank you.